Good morning. This is Sunday, January 22nd. We're just about at 11:30, and it's 2023. And we are studying Herb Fitch's Healing Seminars. That's the book, which came from the tapes, the 1989 Chicago Preparation Tapes, and the 1990 Chicago Seminar, all about healing. After studying this subject for a number of years, we should be able to write it almost as good as this. So why don't we have healings? Because it's not what you understand or what you can write down to pass a test. It's what you are consciously aware of. It's your consciousness. And so to have the consciousness of the presence of God means you are able to be consciously aware of the presence. And so in your healing, you should be able to be consciously aware. That means you feel it. Joel is always stressing the word feel. You should be able to be consciously aware of the nothingness of the person or condition. And with that realization, that's what realization is, the conscious awareness. Realization is, well, Herb's going to get into that. Realization is not a mental activity. It's not a thought. Realization is the conscious awareness. And so if you have the conscious awareness of the nothingness of a person or a condition, then you know there's nothing to do in that direction. You can't meet a problem on that level. And so you let it go. You are consciously aware of the nothingness. So you let it go. There's nothing to do. However, the second part is the important part. Joel emphasizes that again and again. And the second part is knowing, having the conscious awareness of the presence. And so if there's nothing to do about a person or a condition, because there is no person or condition, it's a nothingness. If it's a nothingness, it's nothing. So there's nothing to do about it. Well, why am I here? I am here to commune, to become consciously aware of the presence of God. And so in that direction, a person or a condition, I take no thought. No thought whatsoever. In my meditation, I close my eyes, and I may even invite the Father. Father, reveal thyself. And I am still, and I wait for that inner presence to announce itself. I wait so that I may feel its movement, not the movement of a mind. I can't create that presence by knowing a lot of truths. That's just a lot of mental activity. But I can wait. I can be silent. If I have to know something because I can't sit still, I will know something like, "Thy grace is my sufficiency. By grace are we saved." And so, Father, I wait upon thy grace. I bring myself again and again back into the silence. At some point, I will feel that inner movement. I will become consciously aware of the presence, not a person, not a thought, not a series of words, not a scripture, but the actual living presence of God. And when I feel that, I rest back even more. And when it subsides, I get up and I go about my business. I know that God is on the field. And if I don't feel it, perhaps I have a Grand Central Station head and it just won't let up. That's okay too. I know that I can't heal, but I can bear witness to the presence. And so if it doesn't come, I get up and I go about my business. And then an hour later or half an hour later, I'll sit down and I'll do it again. There is no person. There is no condition. These are a mirage. And I've seen a mirage. I've driven in the desert and I've seen the water on the road. And when you get closer to the water on the road, it disappears because it's not a thing. It's a no-thing. This person, this condition, is the same mirage. It's the same no-thing. So why am I wrestling with it? I'm going to let it go. There's nothing to do in that direction. So let me be still. Father, reveal thyself, thy presence, thy spirit. You may be lifted up so high that you forget yourself, and only the presence is present. And should that happen, when it subsides and you open your eyes, please don't hang on to that. The experience will come. It will go. It will come again. Don't go into meditation next time looking for that same experience, because that's the mind trying to duplicate. And this is not a mental activity. So, silence is not an absence of sound. Silence is an absence of thought. Now let's enter into the second chapter, second half of the second chapter. Of the 1989 Chicago Preparation Talks. Herb says, sin, disease, death have no external reality. They exist only as an illusory world belief, a concept. Whatever feels right to you is what you should use. You can say it's a mirage. You can say it's just a concept. You can say it's a series of concepts. You can say it's a series of world thought. Thoughts about a world, thoughts about a person or a condition. You can say it's hypnotism, mesmerism. You can say it's an illusion. Use whatever feels right and whatever allows you to let it go, to realize its nothingness. This is not a person coming to you with a condition coming to you. This is a mirage coming to you. This is hypnotism presenting itself to you. Now, what are you going to do with it? You're going to let it go. Turn your attention to reality. Ask, invite. Christ, you take over. Herb says, the function of your human mind is not to create, but to realize that the whole creation of God is already complete. The function of your mind is to be an instrument for your soul. Joel always said, the function of the mind is an avenue of awareness. Right. That's what we're talking about, the conscious awareness of the presence. But we want to create it. We want to say a lot of truths and throw a lot of truths at the problem. But if you want to throw a lot of truths at the problem, you're hypnotized that you have to do something with the problem. The only thing you ever have to do with the problem is to impersonalize it, make it so there's not a person there. There's only a series of concepts being presented to your mind. And your function is to know the nothingness of what's being presented. I'm looking at these concepts. But just like the mirage on the road, there is nothing really there, only a picture. And so I release you. Get thee behind me. Now, I am here to commune with you, Father. Father, let me feel thy presence. And be still. Or stop. The function of your mind is to be an instrument for your soul. And your soul is that inner movement that doesn't come out of a mind. It comes out of a conscious awareness, a consciousness, and manifests as the harmony and productivity of your life. All thought is the great illusion of life. But when you stand in the vacuum of no thought, which is the secret place of the Most High, God makes your decisions. God handles your problems. Now he's going to tell you that realization, the conscious awareness, the consciousness of the presence, is not a thought visualization. Realization is not visualization. Visualization is mental, not spiritual. When you transcend the belief in matter and transcend the finite, distorting human mind, you are above mental visualization in the realm of soul realization, where illusions of matter melt. The world of the senses loses its false power and spiritual consciousness reveals the grace of the infinite maintaining a sufficiency for all your needs. Remember the difference between realization and visualization. So, here you have a series of concepts. Somebody just called you. I think I broke my arm. Well, what are you going to do with that? You're going to drive up to Ohio or fly out to Hawaii or travel down to Australia and try to set their arm? Of course not. You're not a doctor. Well, what can you do? Here it is. You have the hot potato. My arm is broken. What do you say to them? Do you say, calm down? Don't exaggerate? How do you know? No. No, you can't meet a problem on the level of the problem. So you say, let me get to work right now. Leave it with me. You put the phone in the cradle. You close your eyes. Here it is again. Is this a different mirage than the one we talked about? Is this different than the one we had yesterday or last month or last year? No, the substance is exactly the same as that water on the road. The substance is thought. World thought. Thought about a world. Thought about a person. Thought about a condition. Thought about an arm. Well, that's right, you say to yourself. There's no person. There's no condition. This is the mirage. It's the same power as that mirage on the road. It looks like water. It looks like a person. But it's not. The substance is the same as that water. It is the substance of mirage. And it has no power. Because it's not a thing. It's a no thing. So why am I wrestling with this? I have learned I don't have to work that hard. That's right. Let it go. Be still. Peace. Be still. God is here. Right where this mirage appears, God is here. But I haven't felt it. Father, reveal thyself, thy grace, thy presence. And I wait upon the Lord. And in this inner temple of silence, without a thought, I listen. Speak, Father, reveal thyself. The temple was made without hands, without thought. It's not my much thinking that's going to bring the presence. It's my silence. That's how I invite, by my silence. So peace, be still. Listen. And you feel an inner movement. You may hear, I am come, that they might have life and life more abundantly. And you rest right there. You rest. No physical might, no mental power. Just an inner stillness, an inner receptivity, an inner listening. And Herb says, divine substance realized in your soul dehypnotizes your mind. And spiritual man walks freely on the earth. You see, divine substance realized means your conscious awareness of a living presence. That dissolves the mental image, the mirage. You don't dissolve it, you can't. You don't have anything to do with it. Your job is to bear witness, to behold. How many times did Joel say, we are a beholder? And so your job is to behold this presence and its movement. And that is realization. You're being taught by God and that your mind is always a victim of world appearances. You see, we want to help the cripple to walk. We want to see the withered arm stretch out. We want to see the comatose girl wake up. For 2,000 years, Man has ignored these inspired words, and the words he's quoting are, be quick and make terms with your opponent. As long as you and he are on the way, in case he hand you over to the judge. What they're saying is, instead of looking outside with your mind, go within. Look inside your soul and do it instantly. You see, the more you practice this meditation and these healing principles, the quicker you're able to pull within and rest in that secret place of the Most High. So that when something is presented to you, you don't have to go through all this rigmarole and remind yourself, ah, that's a mirage, that's hypnotism, that's world thought. So you don't have to work that hard. You reach a place where you really don't. Every time something's presented to you, you know instantaneously, no person, no thought, no person, no condition. And you pull within and rest and wait upon the Lord. And so you're able to do it instantly. That comes with practice. These cosmic mind projections of world thought, appearing as the disabilities of our world, are very convincing. They're especially persuasive when they work on your emotions. Yes. You go to a grocery store, you go to Walmart or some sort of store, and you're going down the aisles, and there's somebody there that is having a problem with their child. And they pick the child up and slap him hard across the face. Here is an image presenting itself to you. What are you going to do in the middle of Walmart? Well, if you've practiced at home, you can pull within instantly. And you will know mirage. And you will rest. And you may just say, Father, as a sort of invitation. You may hear, it is I. Be not afraid. Oh, yes, that's right. It's I. I is there. I is here. But these will not be words you hear coming out of your mind. See, you won't be trying to create I on the scene. There's a different feel to them as they come out of your soul. Because when they're spoken from your soul, the earth melts. The concepts melt. The mirage melts. So yes, this is harder to do when your emotions are involved. If one of your loved ones is suffering, there was a lot of opportunity with COVID-19, wasn't there? Maybe they're suffering and you love them. Now what are you going to do? It's hit you with emotion. And so it's going to be harder to find that place of stillness, isn't it? You're going to be worried about them. You're going to be concerned. You're going to want to not see them suffer. All of that only locks in the mirage. So it's harder when it's someone that you personally love, because you've got to unpersonally love them. And so the experience is the same. You sit down, you remind yourself, wait a minute. That which I love is the reality behind the mirage. And this that I'm seeing, this is still a mirage. It's not good. It's not bad. It's nothing appearing as something. So what am I going to do with it? What can you do with it? If you wrestle with it, the mirage has you. If you try to throw truths at it, you're still seeing an it. Wait a minute. This is still that same mirage, and I'm being fooled by my emotions. My emotions are part of the mirage. I've got to go deeper. So let me be still. I set you aside. No person, no condition, no mirage. Let me be still. Father, reveal the truth. And I rest. And I am the truth. And as I feel the presence, I do not have to channel it or point it in the right direction or give it any advice. I only have to be consciously aware of it. Ah, thank you, Father. And that's it. So, they're especially persuasive when they work on your emotions. Okay? However, he says, it doesn't come like a sudden bolt of lightning. No, it's an inner movement, and it begins with your yearning for God's pure truth, plus your understanding that your senses can never transmit truth. It can only make the God contact through the silence of your senses. For in that silence, your mind will not react to the appearances of matter. And Herb says, and as you maintain that inner vacuum of no sense reaction to outer stimuli, while the images that appear in your eye do not move you, you are indifferent to the nature of them and the contents of those images as they pass before you. You do not identify or respond to the images. You do not judge the images. The movement or quality of the images does not affect you. And as you behold your patient in this vacuum of sense thought, unmoved by what you see, holding your five senses in a state of no resistance, no judgment, you are making it impossible for the world mind to turn you over to the judge. In that discipline of standing fast in no thought, you are confirming your faith in God as the only creative principle, the only source, the maintaining, sustaining power of the universe, which makes all appearances of the power of evil false and impossible. Now, this way of life repeated 70 times 7 and 70 times 7 again and again and again until it is your nature to remain unaffected by material images removes the beam of hypnosis from your eyes and releases the pure light of your soul, opens the door to your kingdom within, and takes you to the throne of I Am, which is the perfect will of God in action. Do you believe that? Don't believe it. Prove it. The belief will not do anything. It's just another concept. But having the experience, that no one can ever take from you once you've had the experience. Joel talks about that over and over and over. We must have the experience. God is not a thought. God is not a synonym. God is an experience. And no one knows God until he has had that experience. Herb says, by your willingness to discipline yourself, to discipline your sense reaction to matter, you have upheld the divinity of your patient. You have not seen them as persons, but perfect spiritual children of God. You have impersonalized your patient. You have nothingized your patient's material condition because spirit has no material condition. The one great mystical secret is only God is happening. Only God is happening. Never waste a single moment analyzing the problem you've been called upon to heal. That's your first major temptation, yes. When they present it to you, if you haven't practiced to the point of closing your eyes and instantly entering the silence, then you sit down after they call or send you an email and the mind wants to get involved. Well, the mind's the problem anyway. Don't let it get involved. Don't start arguing. Don't start affirming. Don't start denying. All of that's in the mental realm. And prayer, meditation, is not a mental activity. It's trying to trick you. But you're not supposed to wrestle with the angel. You're not supposed to wrestle with the thoughts, with the problem. And so when you catch yourself doing that, you can say whatever works for you. You can say, well, now wait a minute, buddy. We've decided we're not doing that. You can say, peace, be still. I don't have to work that hard. You can say, stop. Whatever reminds you to stop wrestling with a person or a problem. So, somebody sends me an email and they need help. They have a migraine. And I write them back and I say, I'll go to work right now. I close the email. I sit down. No person, no condition. This is a mirage appearing. The same mirage that's on the road, seeing something that's not there. So peace, be still. Now I turn within. Father, only God is happening. Only God is here. Reveal thyself. Let me feel thy presence. Let me be consciously aware of thy spirit. Father, you speak. And I rest until I feel the Spirit of God upon me, within me. Yes, this feeling of the Spirit, this is conscious awareness. This is the purpose for the mind, so it can identify and see the living presence of God. And be an instrument. Father, use me. And there it is. There's the presence. Sometimes I just sit here because it's so wonderful. And I've completely forgotten the person and the problem. Now I'm just sitting, resting in this feeling of the presence. And how wonderful it is. And I don't look and see if the water's boiling yet. I leave it alone. I'm just here to feel this presence, which I feel now. Okay, let's continue. Only God is happening. Freeze your sense reaction. Instantly, in one motion, take no thought, and in that moment go straight to God in your soul. Practice, practice, practice. Is there a God and a patient? Of course not. There is one, and that one is the only one. One undivided, infinite spirit. Where you are, and where the patient appears. One. Now we rest, above the senses, above the mind, above the beliefs of the mind, letting human thought float by, knowing God is. God is ising throughout infinity. There is no patient. My patient and I are the one Spirit of God. You are seeing through the illusion. God's perfection is our perfection. Everywhere I am. Christ Jesus is teaching that there is no God and man. God manifests as individual being. Only when you are one with Source will this wholeness, this harmony and peace become visible. So we're back to realization. See, you can't, if you visualize and attempt to visualize mentally, you won't see, what did he say? You won't see, the wholeness, the harmony, and the peace. It won't become visible because it's only realization. It's only the conscious awareness of the presence of God ising. The consciousness of God ising. When you have that and you're resting in the middle of it, then you will see wholeness, harmony, and peace become visible. As you witness Christ behind the eyes of every individual, your own soul faculties will awaken. Yes, how's that little poem go? I can't remember now, but it's something about I sought God and God I couldn't see. I sought my soul, but my soul eluded me. But when I sought my brother, I found all three. I think that's how it goes. The point is, it's easier to practice on other people than it is on yourself, because when you have, let's say, an ingrown toenail, it hurts. There's a lot of pain and emotion tied up in it. And we just went into how it's more difficult when there's emotion. So it's easier to start on your brother or your sister and realize, like he said, witness, bear witness to Christ behind the eyes of every individual. Man will discover that God is here, that God's creation is here, as invisible spiritual man, as invisible spiritual universe, and as invisible spiritual body. That the visible unreal, including sin, sickness, and habits, and even persons, that's mirage. The whole of next week, here he's giving you an assignment. The whole of next week, take this idea with you. become aware that only God can happen because only God is. I recommend that you take 30 seconds right now to remind yourself that God is happening and only God. Let's take those 30 seconds so we know what it feels like. Go. Only God is here. Yes, I see mental images. I see the mirage of a material world, a material universe. And yet I know only God is here. God is ising right here. And in the stillness, I can behold the isness of God. Father, thy grace. And we're already at 40 seconds, but you get the general idea. Start with 30 seconds during the day. You'll find that the accumulation of this truth will do something for you that very little else can do. It will give you an unexpected confidence. It will release many of the fears that accumulate beneath the surface. Fears that you don't even know you have. Little fears. My daughter went to school today. She forgot something. Will she be well? Did she get a ride? Will the children be kind to her? She was sick when she left. How is she now? You see? Only God is happening today. When that truth becomes your living consciousness, behold, the world is new. Behold, the world is new when Christ has entered in. You see what that means now? He says, when that truth becomes your living consciousness that only God is here, and how does it become your living consciousness? Not by saying it or repeating it, not by vain repetitions. It becomes your living consciousness when you work with it. Here is something presented to you. You blink, because maybe you're on the job and you can't sit down and close your eyes, so you blink. Only God is happening. This is a mirage. Only God is happening. And you work with it. You work with it until it becomes your consciousness. You really can behold only God is happening. You have worked with it, so it's become bone of your bone. It's become your consciousness. Now, you're driving down the street. There's an accident on the side of the road. You drive by. Two things happen. Just one word, mirage, or hypnotism, or mesmerism, or world thought, or world mind, whatever you pick, mirage. And before you even drive by, you pulled within and you're resting and waiting for the presence to announce itself. And because you created a vacuum of silence, of no thought, it does announce itself, and you feel the presence. And all that takes place quicker than 30 seconds. And so, yes, by that silence, Christ enters in. And the world is new. The mirage melts. He says you receive a call for help for a problem or an unwanted condition. Now, how will you start to meet that request? Here's a suggestion, he says. Instantly meet the claim by knowing that only God is happening. It's a good start, isn't it? Whatever the claim. The claim is that God is not happening. That's the claim. But you know that only God is happening. Now take the claim and reverse it instantly, silently. Don't tell the patient about it, just silently in your consciousness. Forget the claim, whatever it is. Rest inside, secure in the truth that God is happening and only God. And then let God in you do the healing. Do you trust that? Can you do that? He asks. Let God in you, after you know the truth, can you let God do the healing by maintaining no thought about the problem? Christ did. Some of us learn to do it, and it works. Now, I made a study of a chapter of Joel's, which you've heard me quote before. And let's see if I can find it and quote it again. It's in the Art of Spiritual Healing. And see if this doesn't sound the same. Joel tells us that the words may be different, but the principles are the same. And so he says here, Joel, bunch together all the errors, sin, disease, infection, contagion, death, lack, limitation, weather, climate, and summarily dispose of them as the arm of flesh. Now he likes the arm of flesh. Not worth fighting. Then you will begin to heal, and not until then. You bring yourself close to the kingdom of God when God becomes the all in all, and when every problem is dismissed as the arm of flesh. No hindrance, mirage, nothingness. Because you have come to understand the true nature of God as infinity, omnipresence, omniscience, infinite wisdom, divine love. So, he says to bunch all of the images together and dispose of them as mirage, nothingness. And he says, you bring yourself close to the kingdom of God when God becomes the all in all. And that's what Herb just said. Only God is happening. Now that makes God the all in all. Now, says Joel, intellectually knowing this is inspiring. Entertaining it in thought is a grand experience. But one day, something comes right up in front of you and says, I'm a beggar. I'm a cripple, I'm a cold, I'm a cancer, I'm tuberculosis, I'm unemployment, I'm lack and limitation, and you begin to tremble all over. Then you discover, listen to this, then you discover that whereas you have been voicing the word, you have not yet come face to face with the reality of the word. And now you must begin to put it into practice and face this so-called enemy. You see, intellectually knowing this is inspiring. Thinking about it in thought is a grand experience. But it's not. None of that is realization. None of that is the conscious awareness. And so you can be doing all that and not have the conscious awareness of the presence. You can be doing all that and not have the consciousness that only God is happening. And so Joel says there's no need to struggle. relax in the realization that in all this universe there is only God appearing, or only God happening, as you and as me. Divine harmony is your destiny. It's the destiny of every individual, whether he is living in good health or bad health, whether he's a saint or a sinner. When you begin to grasp the meaning of awakening, then you will realize that the so-called errors of the world, the sins, diseases, lacks, and limitations, do not exist as conditions or states of being. They exist only as illusory pictures or concepts in the mind. Here is the part that I love so much. When you really begin to comprehend that in healing, you are not dealing with people as people, when you learn to eliminate them and their specific claims from your thought, and in every instance deal with the root of the problem, carnal mind, nothingness, arm of flesh, nothingness, mirage, nothingness, hypnotism, nothingness, you will find how quickly you will be able to become consciously aware of a spiritual presence within you. Listen, this is the whole kernel right here. This presence cannot be felt until you are free of the barrier. The barrier is the belief in two powers. The barrier is the belief in something apart from God. God and a patient. If you prefer, the word temptation can be used in place of hypnotism. You might look upon it as a temptation coming to you for acceptance or rejection. The carnal mind is not the opposite of a divine mind, and you are not looking for a divine mind to do something to a carnal mind. The minute you have made the carnal mind a nothingness, you no longer have two powers, and you can do just what it says in Scripture. Rest in His Word. You can rest in this Word, waiting for the Spirit of the Lord God to be upon you. And when it comes, it breaks the hypnotism. Now, isn't that exactly what Herb said and exactly what I said? But it's the practice that develops your consciousness, your conscious awareness, that only God is happening. And Joel says, for years after I had learned to recognize all forms of sin, disease, lack, limitation, depression, our mesmeric sense, or hypnotism, the puzzle was to discover how to break that hypnotism. What could I do? A hypnotist just snaps his fingers and his subject awakens. This I could not do because on the spiritual path I am not permitted to use physical or mental power. It was then that I discovered the scriptural passage which you will find throughout my writings. The stone was cut out of the mountain without hands. By the time I had spent some months puzzling on its obscure meaning, the answer began to be apparent. Now here it is, I'm giving you the secret. For years we've listened to talks and we've read books, we've gone to lectures, seminars, waiting for the secret to be revealed. Here it is, I'm going to give you the secret right here. The weapon against error, our offense and defense, is something that is neither physical nor mental. No action, no words, no thoughts, only the awareness of God. Now there it is. I have given you the secret. Now go practice. He says, as you carry this out in practice, watching the stone being formed in and of your consciousness, your conscious awareness, while you stand to one side as a witness or a beholder, eventually a state of peace will come. Then you will catch a glimpse of God as is. Not a power over anything, just God is. As you begin to understand that no power does anything, and you become a beholder as reality begins to appear. All problems fade out in proportion as you develop this ability to be quiet, to behold, and to bear witness to divine harmony unfold. And because of the principle of oneness, your patient experiences this harmony. The principle behind this process is that, inasmuch as the activity of the human mind is the substance and the activity of hypnotism, when the human mind is not functioning, there's no more hypnotism. When you are not thinking thoughts or words, when you are in a stillness, the human mind is stopped. The hypnotism is gone. When you experience this, you will feel something which transcends the human dimension of life. Yes, you will feel that presence. You will feel that inner movement. You will feel the Spirit of God, infinite. Do not battle forms of error. Do not try to get rid of rheumatism or tuberculosis or cancer. Do not try to lop off old age. Do not try to change the appearance world. Get back, get back. Realize that in reality, God constitutes your being, and the only thing from which you are suffering is a universal belief in two. Get back and rest in the Word. If, with every claim that comes to you, you can set aside any thought of a person or a condition and can go back to some word or term which to you represents nothingness, mirage, then you can sit in meditation and you will feel the descent of the Holy Spirit. You will feel the peace that passes understanding. You will feel a divine presence and a release from fear or discord. Consciously remember, as you go into your meditation, you're not praying for the purpose of changing, healing, or reforming. I'm going into meditation, but there's no person and no condition. My meditation has nothing to do with a person or a condition. It has to do with realizing a spiritual presence right where I am. So now I am going to be silent and let that realization take place. Now, isn't that exactly the same thing? This is how you heal in the infinite way. This is how you develop a healing consciousness. By facing the mental image and recognizing there's no person, there's no condition. This is mental image. This is mirage. And it has the same amount of power as that mirage on the road. It's made from the same substance, which is seeing something that's not there. So I'm not going to wrestle with it. I let go. Get thee behind me. Now, what's my real purpose? My real purpose is to become consciously aware of thy presence, Father. Because when I'm consciously aware of thy presence, my consciousness is one with thy presence. And then that harmony, that presence, appears. It melts the earth. And it appears in its place. And I see, yes, only God is happening. And I rest right there. It's wonderful. Join us, won't you? If you had your Sunday meditation, join us during the week, like Herb suggests. Have several of these 30-second to 3-minute meditations. And practice, practice, practice until it becomes You can do it instantaneously. You can't now. If you can, you need to be teaching these classes. So go make your own group and teach some classes and let us know so that we can go see how it goes. But if you can't, then practice, practice, practice. Thank you so much for drawing this out. It really is the secret of the whole thing. Blessings.